MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Next up in our line, we have a piece of a spoken words by our brother Sayyid Hussein Zaidi from the United States of America. Let's go ahead and invite him with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So before I start, I would like to say it's such an honor to be reciting here today on this blessed day of Eid al-Adhir. Before I start, can I get a loud salawat? Eid al-Adhir, a day that exposes those who truly fear not God, but man. So they switched to the opposition and they ran. Today shows us Islam's always had politics within it. As to why we get political, this is our permit to sit down and admit it. Listen to the Wali of Faqih for just 1 minute. Also know your boundaries and your limit. To sit down and admit it. Listen to the Wali of Faqih for just 1 minute. Also know your boundaries and your limit. And this is why we say the Hosa must remain revolutionary. When we attack, the enemy won't be ready. And this is why we say the Hosa must remain revolutionary. When we attack, the enemy won't be ready. Fine, fine. Let's go back to the Ahlul Bayt. Maybe if you see it in them, it'll determine your fate. Why did the 14 Masumin not submit to the tyrant of their time? Why did they so brutally die? Some of them don't even have a shrine. Because it was time to rise. They were sick of the enemy's lies. But wasn't it risky? Isn't it politics? Boom, bow, that's a fix. Fine, fine, fine. Let's go back to the Ahlul Bayt's time. Maybe if you see it in them, it'll determine your fate. Why did the 12 Imam not submit to the tyrant of their time? Why did they so brutally die? Some of them don't even have a shrine. Because it was time to rise. They were sick of the enemy's lies. But wasn't it risky? Isn't it politics? Boom, bow, that's a fix. And the Hosa's no different. So that's why we say the Hosa must remain revolutionary. When we attack, the enemy won't be ready. So that's why we say the Hosa must remain revolutionary. When we attack, the enemy won't be ready. I look at the Muslims of today, it makes me sick. It's like they want to pick and choose when it's time to rise and cry. I'm standing up for all my brothers who are affected by the Zionist genocide, and y'all sitting silent. The community is disunited, and it seems like we're getting nowhere. We say the Ummah's one body, but we cry over a single toenail. Goddamn, why is this a state of the Ummah? Cause back then we chose to separate and disunite. We gave in to the devil's words without a fight. And that's when Satan was overjoyed and in delight. He planted the seed of hatred and we watered it. So let's stop the cycle of hatred. Can't you see we've been manipulated? So now let's get a bit more motivated. Let's be a bit more courageous like Imam Ali. Let's follow in the footsteps of our Wali. He stood for the peace. It never mattered if his enemies would increase. His duty would never decrease. Always stood for the unity. He wanted to unite the community. So let's unite. Let's stand together and fight. So let's unite, let's stand together and fight and listen to the leader with all our hearts. And what'd he say? The Hosa must remain revolutionary. What? The Hosa must remain revolutionary. And when we attack, the enemy won't be ready. So this is why we say the Hosa must remain revolutionary. And when we attack, the enemy won't be ready. Peace, love, and positivity. Always surround yourself with that and spread that no matter what. And if anyone is going through a rough time and is struggling with anything, whatever it may be, just remember, sometimes you must hurt in order to grow, in order to know, fall in order to grow, lose in order to gain, because life's greatest lessons are learned through pain. Salawat.